You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at Thomas Pocklington Trust at the TPT Hub as part of the Intern Day that is currently taking place. And many topics have been covered, including employment. But one of the big topics is technology and employment combined. Joining me now are Jonathan Ward and Graham Page, although apparently you have a nickname as well, which we'll come to in a minute probably. Jonathan, can you start by telling me what kind of technology employment services you guys offer with Graham?
Thing is, Hubert, you don't need to be told that assistive technology is such a crucial part of employment. And actually these days, if you're not familiar with assistive tech, then it's very hard as a blind or partially sighted person to actually successfully work. So we at a very basic level are keen just to let everyone know about assistive tech. So starting with the basics, so we're keen just to start with things like touch typing, encouraging people to know, as well as telling everyone about what sort of tech's out there. We very much like to connect people to their local sight loss organisation, because as you know, up and down the country, there's some really excellent work going on with across lots of different sector organisations. So we work really hard to sort of connect people to those organisations so that they can get the training and things that they want to move into employment. But having said that, you know, I do have my colleague Graham here who's with me, who's an excellent resource. So if people want something a little bit more in depth, particularly around something like JAWS or NVDA or screen reader specifically, then Graham is able to provide a little bit more in-depth support. Not training, we're not a training organisation, but we are sort of step before. So encouraging and then supporting people and problem solving. So if someone has a particular issue with something that they can't quite manage or haven't figured it out, then Graham will either sort it out or find someone who can.
Now, apparently, Graham, your nickname is Google Graham. I believe I heard during your speech.
Yeah. According to Jonathan, yeah. I've been involved in this kind of industry, I suppose, for over 30 years, probably near 35 years, really. I suppose I've learned quite a bit as time's gone on. You tend to pick stuff up, and I do spend quite a lot of my time at work keeping up with what's generally current, because with smartphones in the last few years, and then even more recently than that, AI, the artificial intelligence, the amount of apps available is considerable.
Well, technology is constantly developing at quite a rapid speed most of the time as well, so keeping up with it is important, because knowledge is power, especially if you're going to spread the knowledge, you need to keep up with it. So you do tech drop-ins. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So the tech drop-ins, there's Tech Fridays, and then there's the drop-in sessions that we do with interns. There's the two of them. So the Tech Fridays and events that we've started arranging, that it's primarily Jonathan, really, that's put them together. I tend to do quite a, I've done one on the Meta glasses, which was certainly very successful.
Tech Fridays is our initiative where it's face-to-face meetings. It's here in our offices in Queen Square in London. Everyone's welcome. It's not employment-focused or education-focused or anything-focused. It's just everyone's welcome who wants to know more about technology. Our next one's on November the 14th, starting at 11 o'clock, and it's WeWork's Two Smart Cane and the We Assist, and just learning from the suppliers how it works. But I think more importantly, in these days of Teams and Zoom and online meetings, it's actually a chance for people to actually get their hands on and actually play and touch and feel what the assistive tech is, because it's a new venture for us. So that's what we'll do.
And with WeWork, there will be a chance to do a bit of walking around with it. Not a huge difference. It won't be like navigating around your own town, but it will be a chance, to walk around, just in the immediate local area, and just to get an idea how the product works. And to do this kind of thing at, there are big exhibitions which are great, things like Sight Village and other events, but to actually to actually have the chance to spend a little bit more time with a product is, I think, useful, something that's not always available.
And I think looking at prices of technology, being able to get your hands on that technology to help you make that decision whether to spend a large amount of money on technology, I think is a fantastic opportunity to take advantage of. If people would like to take advantage of, you know, Tech Fridays, you know, do they have to be an intern or can they, how does that work?
Anybody, absolutely anyone can come along. So whether, you know, obviously the events are set up for blind and partially sighted people to come along, but if someone was a teacher or a professional in the sight loss or just in the care sector or just generally interested in technology, you know, we welcome everybody because it's for anyone to come along. There is a, on our website and for our comms and things, there'll be a joining link. People can do that or they can just phone us up. I don't know the number, but the people can just phone up the hub and book on and say they're coming along. We have slightly limited capacity. We can only fit about 40 people in for the presentations, so it is good to book. We do have a sort of guiding service, so if people can get along to Russell Square Tube Station, and then we'll have a team of people there ready to sort of guide people up into our offices, you know, where possible.
Fantastic. Jonathan Ward and Graham Page from Thomas Pocklington Trust Employment Team, thank you very much for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hubert. If you want to sign up for our Tech events, then it's have a look at our website, which is www.pocklington.org.uk, or it's info@pocklington.org.uk if you want to drop us a line and an email and someone will get back to you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.